In partnership with Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health, the Upper Grand District School Board has released the Well-Being, Health and Youth Survey to staff, students, and parents. Mental and physical health, bullying, and more are all topics survey takers will be able to weigh in on. Lindsay Dossett, Health Promotion Specialist at WDG Public Health, says the broad range of topics the survey covers has expanded since last year.
We've recently added two new sections based on emerging topic areas that have recently been talked about in the news that we know were impacting the health of children and youth. So that is social media and video games.
Dossett says the partnership aspect of things is key.
Not every region has this partnership set up between the school boards and the public health units to be able to sort of track the health and well-being of children and youth in our area over time. So that's sort of the biggest thing, is just the fact that really we have this information to take a look at this stuff.
Meanwhile, Blaine Primo, Manager of Research, Evidence, and Innovation at UGDSB, added this data provides a deep dive beyond standard board measures.
Super important to school boards to collect information on, of course, like assessments and EQAO and report card marks. That's all really important. But this gives us, you know, another perspective and another viewpoint on how our students are feeling about being in our school.
Primo says it's vital to get input from guardians and parents.
When it comes to the school climate surveys, I think we're legislated to get it from all our stakeholders, right? So from our parents, our staff, and our students. It goes well beyond just being legislated, right? Like, it is super important for us to not only get student perspective, which is the most important, but also, you know, the parents and caregivers' perspective.
He added this data will help the board steer their future.
So we use that along with our achievement data, our attendance data, all that other information we have at a system level to assess and evaluate where we are at a system and school level, look at that data critically to, like, where do we need to go next.
Dossett, meanwhile, stated there are several ways for Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health to combat challenges identified in the survey.
We're really trying to catch some of this stuff as early as possible. If there are any issues or challenges happening, and try to target that through different community interventions, school interventions, and such.
Dossett says public health prepares digestible graphics once the information is gathered. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.